Hi there, everybody. It's 2018 and it's Game On with Chris Henry. We're talking basketball here with North Medford, South Medford, Grants Pass, and all the Southwest Conference teams gearing up for the conference openers on Friday. Our conference preview came out in Thursday's edition of the Mail Tribune, and I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about now what that was and the fact that it looks going to be a pretty interesting match atop the conference when you look at South Eugene, North Medford, and Sheldon, all picked 1, 2, 3 with only a couple of votes separating the three squads. North Medford received 3 of the preseason coaches poll's first place votes, while South Eugene and Sheldon each received the other 2. It's a conference race that stands to be a challenge for North Medford, which won its first title in 18 years last year, and definitely has the tools to win another one, but they're going to have to shore up some things along the way. Leading the charge for North Medford, as always, is senior Kaizen Faust. Kaizen has really stepped up his game this year and averaging 25 points, 7.7 rebounds, and 3.5 assists for the Black Tornado, which is off to the best start in the conference at 11-1, and really, really looks to be a challenge for teams once they get it all figured out, especially on the perimeter shooting aspect. North Medford has struggled from three-point range so far. You know, they're only in the mid-20 percentiles, but they have the talented shooters that can actually make it happen. And once Quentin Rumry and Oscar Banuelos and Darius Wells and the whole cast of characters start getting into their rhythm, they're going to be a tough team to handle because you've got Kaizen Faust, who's a matchup problem for anybody with his ability to get off the floor at the blink of an eye and soar to the rim. And Eli Spence is going to be a very, very important figure for them at 6'5". His ability to rebound and score inside will definitely open things up for other players. Jake O'Connor has been an unsung hero for North Medford with his just ability to do all the little things that coaches love, rebound, assist, setting screens, just trying to make the right pass. He's going to be a very key commodity for them moving forward, as is a young bench that's developing mostly because there's some new faces in transfers, Darius Wells and Jeray Thomas. Wells comes from Los Angeles, Thomas from Chicago. They're integrating themselves into Scott Plankenhorn's system pretty well, but obviously there's room to grow there for the entire squad. When you look at South Eugene, they return the conference's player of the year. Now, I'll tell you, I believe that Kaizen Faust and Brad Allen last year might have split that honor and allowed Elmore to kind of walk away with it. But the kid's a talented player in his own right, and you can't deny him. He led the conference in scoring last year for South Eugene squad that finished second, so it's not like there's not ability there. Just, you know, me, I probably would have gone with one of the North kids, but I see how that goes. Maybe I'm biased. Who knows? Anyway, South Eugene, Jay Elmore, he can shoot the ball. He can score at a high pace. He's averaging 22 points so far. He's got a pretty good nucleus around him, young, but with some height, and with a head coach in Dave Hancock who just knows how to get the guys geared up to challenge for top spots in the Southwest Conference. Sheldon, whom North Medford opens with on Friday night, is going to be a challenge for anybody on any given night. Their size inside with Patrick Herbert and Zach Hankins and Dominic McGarvey, combined with the scoring ability of Thurston transfer Devontae Bailey and the slashing, speedy attacking style of point guard Anthony LeVert, it's going to be an interesting team to watch as they develop this year. Those top three teams, there isn't much that separates them. They all feel very confident in their ability to win a conference title, but honestly, they could all finish third because there are some Achilles heels and some weaknesses that each team has to shore up. But those three should definitely be the top three. I don't necessarily see anybody sneaking in above one of those teams. Likely candidates would be Willamette, They return a lot of experience in four starters. They have kind of grown. They've kind of been pushed around a little bit with these same guys for a couple years, and now they're ready to kind of do some of the pushing in their own right. They definitely are a team that's going to watch, especially if their three-point shots are hitting, which is a hallmark for them. Excuse me. Playing hurt this week. Got a nice cold and cough that I'm dealing with. But Willamette is definitely a team. If they're shooting their three-pointers, tough to contend with. Same goes with Roseburg. Colin Warmuth is a sniper kind of shooter. He doesn't need much space, and he can connect from long range, mid-range. He can take it to the hoop. He's a special player for Roseburg, one to watch. I don't know that he has the cast around him yet to help Roseburg take that next step. They have some good rebounding active players. John Stone certainly stands out as one of them. Cody Johnson, another. Caden Seeley was really active in the Abbey's Holiday Classic tournament. But they need to shore up a little bit more of an inside game, and also it would behoove them to maybe get a little bit more out of the point guard spot. That's been a little inconsistent so far. When you look at the rest of the conference predictions, Grants Pass follows. They're going to be a matchup nightmare. I actually like Grants Pass to earn at least an upset or two this year for second-year head coach Tyler York, just because Taylor Phillips is a 6'6 matchup problem in his own right. He comes back with Tyler Runn and Taylor Anderson. All three of those guys were honorable mention all-conference picks last year. All three of them have been around. They're steady. They know the system. They know what's expected of them. And they have a lot of guys coming off the bench that are athletic, that can kind of chew up some time if you need them, if somebody's in foul trouble. So they're definitely a team to watch. South Medford this year, they're picked last in the conference for probably the first time that's ever happened in the history of South Medford basketball. Not a disparaging thing at all, more of a reality of a situation when you don't return expected potential returners like Caleb Franklin, Chase Cota, Jalen Parnell. Jalen Owens has really suffered through a back injury that I don't know will see him take the court this year. That's a lot of holes to fill and a lot of guys having to bump up for second-year head coach James Whiteman to contend with. The Panthers do have some talent. On a given night, they absolutely can battle anybody. When you have 6'9 posts like Jesse Higgins and Caleb English to kind of clean up things inside, if you can just figure out a way to get more consistency from the point guard spot and open up some shooting opportunities. Sherman Hunter is a fantastic developing sophomore shooting guard. And Trent DeBoer is a nice slashing point guard with Peyton Owens. And that's a team that really is going to just have to take its lumps some nights, but some nights will be right in there challenging. Nick Randleman is obviously a real workhorse inside as well, and that should bode well for them. But when you're looking at the conference, it's got to be, even though the coaches have South Eugene picked first, I'm leaning towards North Medford as the favorite. I believe South Eugene and Sheldon right there just within whiskers, so it's not like it's saying one's heavily over the other. I just like the balance that North Medford has and some of the younger, new talent that people aren't aware of that I believe will really step up as the next month or so happens on the court. Anyway, hopefully it goes well. Friday night's the Southwest Conference openers. Hope you can find a gym and find one of these teams to follow. And hopefully some of that will help you enjoy the game. We had our preview in Thursday's Mail Tribune. It's online at mailtribune.com. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Chris Henry with an underscore in between the K-R-I-S and the H-E-N-R-Y. Also, you can find me on Facebook at Chris Henry MT. Anything you want, we seem to try to provide it for you here at the Mail Tribune. If you like this podcast, please feel free to share it, tell your friends, and look forward to talking to you again. Thanks a lot.